This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Inshallah ta'ala, today we're going to cover two names from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those names are Al-Wahhab and As-Sami'. Just by a show of hands, how many of you think that, which name do you think comes in the Quran more? Al-Wahhab or As-Sami'? Are you sure about that? Okay. Alright. So we say Sami' comes more than Al-Wahhab. Alright. What name do you think is more common? Abdul Wahhab or Abdul Sami'? Abdul Wahhab, huh? You know somebody named Abdul Wahhab?
Yes.
No, like somebody, not somebody famous in the past. I mean, do you know somebody named Abdul Wahhab?
Yes.
Yes. You know somebody named Abdul Sami'?
Yes.
Okay. You said Yatnam or La? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. MashaAllah. Okay. What, if you remember the last time we covered just to briefly, before we get into the actual name itself, we covered what we called siyagh al-mubalagha. Siyagh al-mubalagha, which means that these are the exaggerated forms of the doer of an action, right? So, for example, we talked about... Well, who remembers some of those forms? طيب, غفار, but what's the form itself? فعال, right? So normally, the person who does something, right, is on what form? What wasn of the verb? فاعل, right? He's called a فاعل. He's the one who does something. So tell me somebody's name you know that's on wasn فاعل. Sabir, okay, Sabir. Sabir, well, we mess names up here, so a lot of times people say Sabir, right? But Sabir, okay, Sabir, what's the root of that? Sabara, sounds like Sabara, which means to do what? Okay, patient is one meaning, forbearant, okay? And so that the person who does that act of patience is called Sabir. Any other names you know?
Abdul Jabbar.
Ala wasn fa'il.
Shakir.
Fa'il. Shakir. Jabir. Right? So these are all that wasn't. Sadiq. Sadiq. What's the root of Sadiq? Sadaqah means to give charity, right? La. The verb sadaqa, sadaqa is not the the noun sadaqatun. Okay? But it's interesting. What does sadaqa mean? Sadaqatun. What is that?
That's
charity. But it comes from that same root. Sad dal qaf, which means to be truthful. What's the relationship between... So go ahead, Sheikh. You can say it out loud.
Shukran. Did anybody have a black Audi? Virginia tag?
Yes.
All right. Zakallah khair.
Shukran.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the relationship between sadaqa as the verb sadaqa, to be truthful, and sadaqatun, the charity? You guys brought it up. What's the, huh? Well, no wells. Let,
In giving charity, you have to be truthful, because sometimes it can be charitable secretly.
No,
the first statement was on point. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Does that mean that tzedakah is the proof of the sick? That tzedakah, giving tzedakah, is one's true iman.
Right. That's what the scholars say. They say that it's called sadaqah because it is an indication of a person's true iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about man that what? Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadid. His love for khayr, good, which here refers to wealth, his love for wealth is intense. And so that a person gives that away is an indication of the truthfulness of their faith. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain al-bir, right? Real piety, righteousness, until you give away that which you love. What is what you love? It's your wealth. Right. All right. So that was, how do we get on that? Okay, right, because the doer is a fa'il in Arabic. But then we have what they call siyagh al-mubalagha. And that's important to look for. And, you'll find many of them with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those forms is fa'al. It's not fa'il anymore. Okay, so it's fa'al. Right. Oh, ghaffar. Somebody who forgives, you can say he's ghafir. But somebody who continuously forgives is ghaffar. Nah. All right? So, al-wahhab. We're going to talk about what that name means, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So, we have about a half hour, and inshallah, we'll be able to cover that, and then we'll do Samir. It's going to take a little longer than al-wahhab. Because there's some intricacies with as-Samir. Al-Wahhab is pretty, in terms of its meaning, is pretty straightforward. All right? Let me skip the questions. Al-Wahhab, we have here what?
The ever-giving.
It can also mean, or you can use the bestower. Okay? Al-Hiba is a gift. And so we talk about some of that, inshallah. First thing we're going to cover, obviously, is the evidence. Okay? And that's because what? Because we only know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from revelation. So before we get to talking about what it means and these type of things, it's important for us to establish that it is, in fact, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب هب. That's the verb. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. نعم شيخ.
Our Lord, do not let our hearts deviate after you have guided us. Grant us your mercy. You are الوهاب.
You are الوهاب. Okay. So here, we switched the volume on it?
I turned it down.
I thought you turned it down more. Inshallah khair. Alright. So yeah, please. Please do. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Alright, so here it's on here?
Yeah.
Nice. Here Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the dua of the believers who said, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. And the context. Yeah, I can move this up, inshallah. Does anybody know the context of this dua? It comes before that? Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about the ayat, or هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. And he's the one who sent down to you the book. هن أم نعم منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب. From them there are those verses which are clear and concise in meaning. They are the Ummul Kitab. Now, meaning that this is what the Quran goes back to, these meanings. These are muhkamat, very clear and concise. Wa ukharu mutashabihat. There are some other verses which may be a bit ambiguous or not as clear in meaning to everybody. All right? And it's like Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, I said, there are some parts of the Quran which are understood by the Arabic language. You don't need a whole lot of tafsir, if you will. Very clear for everybody. It doesn't need a lot of explanation. There are other ayat that need some explanation. And so you'll find some of them, some of the companions themselves who were experts in the Arabic language, asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about certain ayat. All right? وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتِ. As for those who are firm in knowledge, they say we believe in all of it. There are some who want fitna, and they go about trying to seek the reality, if you will, of these verses. They make false interpretations of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that the dua of those who are firm in knowledge say, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, don't make our hearts go astray after you have guided us. Don't make our hearts deviate after you have guided us. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ Gift us. Normally we translate it as grant us. But I want you to start thinking about al-wahhab in the terms of gift giving. Alright? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that, or you're asking for Him for that gift of mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. And it is from His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will keep you on the right path, that He will keep you guided, and that He will keep your heart from going astray. That is all from His mercy. فَهَبْ لَنَا. Give us that gift of mercy from You. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. You are the one who gives gifts perpetually, continually, and without even being asked. Now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ.
Do they possess the treasure of your mercy?
No. Sorry.
Do they possess the treasures of your Lord's mercy, the Almighty, the ever-given?
طيب, Surah Sa'd is... Surah Sa'd in the beginning is dealing with the fact that the disbelievers, and is specifically dealing with the disbelievers of Quraysh at this particular time. عَجِبُوا أَن جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. They found it strange that a warner would come from amongst them. Okay? That a warner would come from amongst them. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. And those who disbelieved, they said that this is a lying sorcerer. He's a lying sorcerer. And then they went on to say, أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِنْ ذِكْرِي بَلْ لَمَّا يَذُوكُوا عَذَابٌ. They said, and they found again, they were finding it strange, has the dhikr, this remembrance, this Quran, been revealed to him as opposed to all of us? And we're right here, and he's the one. Like, what's so special about him that he would get that he would become a prophet? Right? That he would be the one that receives this revelation. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّن ذِكْرِي, that they are doubtful of the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they have not tasted yet His punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ. Or do they possess the treasures of your Lord's mercy, the Almighty, the ever-giving? طيب. What here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? What is rahmah specifically in this ayat referring to? This is important because this is going to come on later in the dafs, wallahu a'lam. Aywa. But a little more, a little higher than that. Because who are we talking about here? We're not just talking about any kind of guidance. Huh? Sorry?
Revelation.
So he's talking about prophethood here.
عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك.
In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts his risala wherever he wants to. They don't possess that. That's not for them. They don't put the, and that is one of the greatest treasures, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is referring to the fact that he's the one who chose who he's going to give his rahmah to here, in this sense, that prophethood, who he's going to give revelation directly to. Al-Aziz al-Wahhab, the Almighty, the ever-giving. And here, al-Wahhab, the hiba here, the gift, is the gift of his mercy. It is the gift of prophethood. All right? And we'll, inshallah, we'll come back to that a little later. Bi-idhnillah. Okay. Also in Surah Sa'd, by the way, these are the three places in the Quran where the name Al-Wahhab is mentioned. So how many times was Wahhab mentioned in the Quran?
Three times.
Once in Ali Imran, and twice in Surah Sa'd. This last one, I want you to tell me who said this. Don't rush. قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. نعم شيخ. طيب خلي يقرأ.
My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom never to be attained by anyone after me. You are Al-Wahhab.
You are Al-Wahhab. Okay. طيب. So you say, who said this? Go ahead. Sulaiman. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that he didn't give to anyone else?
Control over the jinn.
And?
Jinn.
Okay. So he was given an army of jinn, basically, that he controlled. What else did he have control over? So, amen. Okay.
And
the wind. Jazakallah khair. I was looking for that. And the wind. Subhanallah. And Tayyib. Who remembers an incident in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that exemplifies this, or that indicates that Sulaiman was given this? And when Sulaiman said what? Alayhi salam. Mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. A kingdom, a dominion, control that would not be suitable for anyone after me. Something happened in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Naam, Sheikh. Well, I thought you had your hand. Fadl.
I did.
Right. Right. He would have let the companions see it, but what? But he remembered the dua of Sulaiman, and that was not appropriate for anyone after. Sulaiman. Tayyib. Nice. Mash. Khalina Namshi. Okay. Fadl Sheikh.
Linguistically, Wahhab is a hyperbolic form of Wahid, meaning that it is a form that emphasizes certain types of characteristics of the original form.
Right. So the original form is Wahid, but that's not the name of Allah. Okay. Or that we know of. That was not revealed. Wahib. Wahib is somebody who gives gifts. Okay?
From the root, wow.
Whereas Wahhab is one who, as you'll see, gives constantly, graciously, liberally, eternally. There's no stop to the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. No.
Wahhab, which has the following connotations, the following meanings. To give. For no compensation, to give as a gift.
Right. So a person, for example, if somebody took this phone, well, it's not mine, so I can't give it to you. But if somebody took the phone and they just said, here, just take it. Right? This is for you. They want nothing in return. Then you would say, wahabani. And you would say, he gave me. I had that. Al-jawal, this cell phone. All right, so that's that's to give without wanting any compensation back, that's considered to be a hiba. The gift is called a hiba. The verb is wahaba. No.
To donate, to offer as a present, bestow.
Which is very close in meaning. It's not much different. No.
Imam, could it also imply that actually it is, or really make clear, it is not something that's earned?
Okay, I was about to...
I'm sorry. That's why I turned off the mic.
No, that's fine. Leave the mic on. Barakallahu feek. That's good. So, without going into a lot of distinction, because this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because you want to know, well, what's the difference between Al-Wahhab and Al-Razzaq and Al-Mu'ti and Al-Mannan? I mean, because there are subtle differences between each. But just to answer your question, inshallah. So, rizq usually implies something that you have worked for. Okay? Something that you've worked for. So, for example, you wouldn't come at the end of 2 weeks of working for your employer and say, can you give me a gift? Right? But that which they do give you is still called rizq. You know, you're working for your rizq. All right? So there's a slight difference between rizq, which is normally translated as sustenance, and al-hiba, okay, here, which is what you mentioned, which is that there's nothing that you did to earn it. There was nothing that you went out and actually did. It was just given to you.
No action.
There was no really action on your part. Right. Okay? Now.
Number three, to give liberally and freely.
Inshallah, when we get to al-razzaq, min asma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those divine names of Allah, I'll circle back here and talk about the subtle differences, inshallah, between al-razzaq and al-wahhab.
Number four, to grant, endow.
Right.
Al-wahhab bestows.
By the way, the root wahaba, right, it's in the Quran about 25 times. So it's just good to know, so that when you come across it and you see that, and sometimes it's in that command form because it's dua wahab, not wahaba, wahab with the sukoon on the end because it's the command form of the verb. Naam, Shaykh.
Al-Wahhab bestows his favors and blessings upon his servants without a selfish end.
All of us, when we give a gift, we have a selfish end. Period. Now, that selfish end could be blameworthy or it could be praiseworthy. But we definitely want something in return. If we don't want something in return from that person, that's a good thing. Because what we want is something in return from Allah. We want to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're still, when we give, or we want that person to like us, we want their praise, we're showing off, whatever. And those are, you know, generally blameworthy things. Nah.
He gives constantly, liberally, and graciously. He does not give painstakingly, means not hard on him, nor does he seek a benefit or an advantage for himself by doing so.
Lord, read that again, please.
Whole paragraph, sir.
Al-Wahhab bestows his favors.
Al-Wahhab bestows his favors and blessings upon his servants without a selfish end. He gives constantly, liberally, graciously. He does not give painstakingly, nor does he seek a benefit.
Giving painstakingly. Don't sometimes people give gifts? We live in America, so we can talk about it. Christmas. Don't people give gifts and it's hurting them while they're giving the gift? Yeah. And it's always just like, man, I wish I didn't even have to give this person a gift. They almost feel obligated. It's a gift, but it still hurts. Yes. Nah. Father Sheikh.
Nor does he seek a benefit or an advantage for himself by doing so.
Okay, so let's just look at that very quickly. And just from this, and we'll cover some more things, but just from this, what's the difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, His gift giving, and our gift giving. What are some of the things that you see that are different? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives with ease. And for us it may be difficult. Yes. Allah does not want anything in return. Yeah, what else? Yes. It doesn't diminish from what He has when He gives. Naam Shaykh. Right. He's not going to hold it over your head. Right? SubhanAllah. Because some people give gifts for what? They're trying to control your heart. Now, there's a setup. Yes.
Allah gives what He wants worship back.
No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't... He doesn't give because He wants to be worshipped. He deserves to be worshipped, whether He gives or not. That worship is not something that He doesn't give because of that. That's the idea. We give one in something in return for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and because of His giving, He is deserving. But He doesn't give because He wants that. If there's no causal relationship there. Yes. Tayyib, don't. That's a stajil. Huh? Stick. I just want to know the differences here, right? The other, I would say, another major difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly giving everywhere at all times. It doesn't stop. The blessings, the gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't stop. And He hasn't gotten... Let's just start here. You used to be nothing. You used to be nothing. And then you were created. And you were created from a liquid that you don't want to touch, smell. It's despised. A despised fluid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you from that into existence. And He gave you your semen. He gave you... That's the other thing. There are just so many things that we can't gift to anybody. You can't give a woman who doesn't have a child. It doesn't... Fertility, you know... The point is there are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give that obviously nobody else can. But His giving is perpetual. Now, He brought you out of nothing and brought you to existence. What have we done to repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can't. Right. There's nothing. Nah. Fadl Sheikh.
Meaning of Al-Wahhab, Al-Khattabi.
La Al-Khattabi.
Al-Khattabi, rahimullah, said... Al-Wahhab is the one who generously gives without seeking anything in return. As Zajjaji said, the one who gives many gifts and favors, so he is Wahhab. He giving them one after the other.
Nah. Khattabi also said that the creation can give money or gifts in certain cases, but other than that, they don't have the power to grant health to a sick person, a son to a barren woman, or guidance to the lost, right? Those who are astray. Yes, we have the ability to teach, we have the ability to put certain things in place, but ultimately that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift. Nah. Yes, yeah, Sheikh.
So when He gives without seeking anything in return, then if we recognize that it's from Him, then that's the extra benefit that we get? I'm asking.
Yeah, because the difference between a believer and the disbeliever is that they recognize that gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَشْكُرُونَهُ عَلَيْهَا. And then they are appreciative of that, and they show their gratitude, which we'll talk about when we get to the benefits of knowing that Allah is Al-Wahhab. Bi-idhnillah. Naam, Shaykh.
The Shaykh made a point, I think I'm trying to understand. So, could it be that
reminder for us to worship Allah, not as a condition to worship Him, but He gives to us, you know, so we be reminded to worship Him.
Right. So one of the benefits of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab is that you become more conscious of the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Hopefully through that consciousness, right? It's the same way, subhanAllah, when a child, and a lot of times it doesn't happen until later in life, that the child starts to realize how much their parents have actually done for them, that they sheltered them from harm. Things that you could never, that you never even took into consideration when you were young because you didn't even know that those harmful things existed. And so you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Wahhab, because from His gifts to you is not just the material things that He gives you. It's the things that He saves you from. It's the harm that He has kept from coming to you. That is a gift. You know, when you think about, and that's another thing that's important also, I think, from just studying the name Al-Wahhab, is to think about the different types of gifts. Because a lot of times, all we really can give a person is something, or we think of in terms of when we think of gifts, we're thinking of something material, something you can wrap in a box and put some gift wrapping paper around and a bow. But think about the peace you experience at certain times. That's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty that you see in His creation, that's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sometimes you hear just the recitation of the Quran. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam Shaykh. And those abilities, right, the abilities to do those things, your faculties themselves, your aql, all of this is a gift. All of these are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوْجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. نعم. اقرأ شيء.
To Allah belongs.
Go ahead.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever He wills. He grants.
Grants here. Yahab. He gifts. Okay? Now.
He grants daughters to whomever He wills. And He grants sons to whomever He wills.
Meaning that there are some people who only have daughters. Other people who only have sons. Now.
Or He combines them together, males and females.
Right. So for some people, they have both sons and daughters.
And He makes whomever He wills without children.
Barren, right. So there are some women whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite wisdom and knowledge, innahu alim, out of His infinite wisdom and knowledge, does not allow them to have children.
Indeed, He is all-knowing and all-powerful.
And that's also important to understand here, huwa alimun qadir, that those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents from having children, though it is a natural desire for most women to want to have children, and they may be depressed when they cannot have children, and they should do whatever they can, I think that is legal and not illicit, to have children if that's what they desire. But if they don't, then they should remember that Allah is alimun qadir. He is the one that can give them that ability to have children if He wills, and if He does not, then know that it is from His knowledge that He has prevented. And how many people, subhanAllah, their children have been the cause of great, great stress in their lives. Perhaps the children were the cause of their death. They were killed by their children for their inheritance and for otherwise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may prevent a person from having children out of His infinite wisdom and might and power and ability. Naam Shaykh.
Praise be to Allah who despite my old age, blessed me, gave me,
Wahabali, gifted me,
mm-hmm, with Ismail and Ishaq.
Tayyip, so who said that? Ibrahim. Nah.
Surely my Lord is the one who answers prayers.
Nah. Allahu Akbar. Tayyip. Fada.
Those who know that Allah is Al-Wahhab will give gifts to others. Give seeking.
Give gifts to others. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Tahadu, tahabu. If you give gifts to one another, you will grow in love and you will love one another. That hadith is hasan. So remember that Allah is Al-Wahhab. And He is the one who gives gifts. And emulate that. It's from the sunnah of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that we give gifts to one another. And it may be something that is not even that significant, but it shows what? It shows that the person was thinking about you. It shows that the person cares about you, right? And so just that sunnah, reviving that sunnah of giving gifts to one another is very important. It's very important, something that we do. And when it comes to, subhanAllah, because there are even, there's like fiqh to giving gifts, by the way. And let me just ask you, with a show of hands, everybody, you close your eyes so nobody sees anybody else. Show of hands. How many of you have a favorite child? Don't worry, the camera's not on you. You close your eyes and then you...
If you're on this section,
all right, even if you do, you cannot give your children gifts. You can't give a child a gift and not give the rest equally. Gift giving has to be equal amongst the children. Now, some people misunderstand that. So there are things that the child may need. That's not a gift. So one child may need something that the other children, you may have a child that's in college. That child needs $20,000 for tuition. And you have another child that's in kindergarten. Doesn't mean that, oh, because I gave this one $20,000 for tuition, I now have to give this child in kindergarten $20,000. No, doesn't mean that. Those are needs. We're talking about just simply giving gifts, which is also good to do with your children, to give them gifts. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not witness the gift that Bashir, the father of An-Nu'man, tried to give to him, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akulla awladika wa kullu waladik wahabta mithla hadha?" Did you gift all of them like this? And he said, "No." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inni la fala tushhidani aw fa inni la ashhadu ala zur." Yani, or al-jawr. I will not witness something that is unjust. Naam, Sheikh Fala.
Give seeking nothing in return.
Okay, where do we get that from? If you know that Allah is Al-Wahhab, why would you give seeking nothing in return?
Nothing in return from that person.
Right. Not just nothing in return from that person. Nothing in return from Allah's creation.
I'm saying money from Allah.
I got you. But what I'm saying is, sometimes you may give a gift to one person, right? Because you want somebody related to them to recognize you for that. Or whatever the case may be. The point is to give seeking nothing in return from this dunya. All right? But where does that come from? How did we benefit that from knowing the name Al-Wahhab? Because Allah Azza wa Jal gives wanting nothing in return. And we should try to emulate those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikh, is it also recognized as Allah's sunnah?
I don't know.
Remember you said, وَلَا يُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا?
Nah. بس هذا ما ليس هذا كلام الناس.
Oh, okay.
هذا كلام الناس يعني قالوا after they gave what they gave إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله we feed you for seeking the face of Allah لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا we don't want any reward from you or gratitude thanks now let's finish this so we can pray inshallah then after salah so we don't hold everybody up
those who know that Allah is Al-Wahhab will show gratitude to Allah for his gifts
because once they remember that Allah is Al-Wahhab and they keep this on their minds then they're going to be constant in recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gifts upon them. And they recognize that everything that they have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just the material things. Again, the guidance. You know, think about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah azza wa jalla said, أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى Okay, he said he found you what? Aid, poor, destitute. Wa aghna, and he did what? Made you rich. Okay. The Prophet ﷺ, his ghina, his richness, was in his hand?
No.
Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he entered upon the Prophet ﷺ, and he saw the marks in his body from what? From sleeping on a mat, that wasn't a mat of kings, and no, he didn't have a whole lot of wealth that he owned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him rich with what?
Iman.
With iman, with guidance, and gave him and made him content. And so, one of the greatest gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the inheritance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind, and that's knowledge. The prophets didn't leave behind dinaran wala dirhaman. They didn't leave behind gold and silver. Walakin warathu al-ilm. They left knowledge as an inheritance. فَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِهِ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِدٍ So whoever grabs a hold on to that, then he has gained a whole lot. And so trying to increase in knowledge is one of the ways that you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his gifts, and it's one of the greatest gifts. That knowledge itself, knowledge of Islam, knowledge of the Sunnah of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And showing that gratitude means that you use the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in a manner that is pleasing to Him, not for His disobedience. Naam Shaykh.
And those who know that Allah is Al-Wahhab will avoid conceit and self-praise.
And that's because they will recognize that whatever good they have, it is not from themselves, that it is from Al-Wahhab. So no matter if somebody tries to say, oh, how good you are about this or that, you don't say, yeah, well, I worked really hard for this degree. I worked really hard to be, you know, to have this career. Allah is and he had this shay. He's the one that gave it to you. He's the one who gifted it to you. And you don't have any reason to be conceited or to praise yourself. It's all a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll cover the rest, which is dua based on this divine name and working with your partner. We'll cover that after salat, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Right now, the adhan is going to be called. We'll follow that with Isha, and then we'll continue after the salat. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad.